Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Saturday Morning Brew with Billy Jaffe and Andrew Razor Raycroft on WEEI.
That's right. Back here for some Saturday Morning Hockey Talk as it's Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Razor, busy with hockey last night, talking college hockey. A little East-West matchup, Michigan State at BU. How did that end up for you?
It was a good night. A little bit of post, so that's like a night off.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? And then 15-minute intermission, so it was, that's a treat.
It's a long drive for a little.
Well, that's right. That's the only
issue. Thankfully, you do not get paid by the word.
No, that's right.
If I did, I'd be retired about 8 years ago.
That's true, too.
617-779-7937. That's the number if you want to call in and join us here. We got a lot to cover. The Boston Bruins are they're on the road. But they've lost now a couple of games in a row. And could there be any different feel? They're both one-goal losses. If you look back at the week, it's Tampa on the matinee, and that's a game that they lose by a goal. But, man, everybody's like, what a team. What an effort. This team still got it, right?
Yeah.
And then they go to Vegas, baby, and they lose 6-5, one-goal game, and everybody's like, that stunk. That didn't feel good. Two one-goal games, but two incredibly different vibes afterwards. How come?
The one is Tampa happens at home. You had a lot of energy. You had David making a save and running over Kucherov in the last minute, so that like recency bias is in your head of you leave the building as a Bruins fan on Monday afternoon.
And I think
afternoon.
You felt you gave the game to them with the first period.
Correct. And you're like, yeah, that was fun, and I haven't seen that. And there was energy, and they didn't get blown out. And then I think with the road game, you get a little bit of waking up and, oh, they lost again 6-5. That's trouble. I didn't really watch the game, but I saw the highlights, and Vegas is way better than us. Or you get just more of two losses in a row in the NHL feels like you haven't won in a year and a half. And I think the fans feel that as well a little bit.
I think it had more, my opinion, more to do with the first thing you said about you see Vegas is just better. A lot, yeah. And by the way, it's not that we didn't know that. Vegas
Correct.
Has got one of the top, easily top five, if not top three forward groups in the National Hockey League.
So to that point, like if the Boston Bruins 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we would have came out of that game and like, maybe we're not that, like Golden Knights fans might be saying, we're not that good. We just gave up 5 goals to the Boston Bruins and our defense isn't that good. Our special teams, our PK, our goaltending. Vegas might have a lot of holes too, but their forwards are really good, and that's why they scored 6 goals the other night.
Yeah, Vegas does have holes, especially defense.
Yeah,
I do think that they have, they're missing. It's pretty obvious Alex Pietrangelo is a major hole. They also didn't have Noah Hanifin. With that said, their big guy, literally Jack Eichel, I thought was the best player on the ice. I know that Mark Stone was good, and I know the couple, but the Bruins, as we sit here and talk about them on Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Here on EEI, I think that they go into this game, and with obviously the best intentions. Nice that they had a couple of days off. I'm all for the team bonding, especially earlier in the season. You know, this is great. It's no different than a company going out somewhere for a business meeting and, you know, everybody getting after it for a day and then coming back together. It's all about the team. But I think that this is where we see some of their significant weaknesses. Despite, by the way, the team that they're playing tonight, the Colorado Avalanche, right now are probably better than the Vegas Golden Knights. As you look at throughout the lineup, better. So this one tonight could be even harder, and we might witness where the weaknesses are. And to me, and I don't want to start with a real negative, but I think it's just obvious for me, is the second line. And we knew that this was going to be a conundrum, I think, this year, Razor. We knew that there was a top line, Elias Lindholm, working geeky David Pastrnak. But after that, what were you going to get? Pavel Zak has been great so far.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say a bad word about Pav with regard to, you know, he's doing his part. The other two guys are struggling. They hardly played in the third period the other night, too. And I'm not going to pick on them per se individually, but that second line is what can they do? I don't know if there's anything they can do, partner, right now, because the third and fourth line so far are holding their own.
Yeah, I'd throw Fraser Minton into that mix on the other night, struggling. He only had 15 shifts as well. And that puts a hole in things, too. If you don't have Middleset and Minton going in a night, that's trouble, especially on the
road. Those are your two centermen.
Yeah.
And we knew, Razor, that was going to be a big question mark, right, coming into this season. How can, especially on the road, you need at least one of those two guys to be able to match against the other guys.
You certainly do. So that was an issue, but that doesn't mean it has to be an issue every night.
No,
you know,
I get
like
it.
These guys, you know, it was the other night. The fourth line was awesome. They absolutely carried the mail. And I guess the first line 5-on-5 didn't really get going either. So, no, listen, it's a work in progress, and we knew it was. And I don't think anyone sitting at this table right now was saying at the three and winning three in a row, this was just going to cruise
right
into the sun. You know, we were going to get this. This schedule's really hard. So, they've got to keep getting better. I think it's very watching Marco Sturm, hearing Marco Sturm after games. He's very honest, and I think you're getting very direct answers. And we got that after the Vegas game much more than the Tampa, where Tampa, he said it. We made a couple boneheaded moves individually,
especially
and then we
early
fought back.
Yeah.
This game, we played pretty okay in the first period at times, but other than that, they smoked us. That's essentially what he said after the game the other night.
So I can ask it two ways. What impressed us the most about Vegas, or what was most noticeable about the Bruins, if you want, you know, positive or negative, so to speak? Let's take it from a Bruins perspective. I'll say or ask and state fast pace. The transition of Vegas, Razor, was incredibly noticeable in my eyes. I mean, the way that they got up the ice. Now, again, you've got a Gazelle in Eichel, but then you've got other players, too, there that they just play fast. And I felt like the Bruins had a very hard time handling that. How do you do it? How do you handle that better? Because, by the way, you're going to see Nate McKinnon, the Nate Dog tonight, and a bunch of other fast dudes. How do you handle it better?
Well, for me, honestly, it hopefully Hampus Lindholm's in the lineup. He makes such a difference.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a coincidence that they lose two games when he's out and they win three games. Like, it's just not a coincidence.
And there's no bigger player that gets impacted by his absence than Charlie McAvoy.
Exactly.
By far.
Because now Charlie has to play 27-20 on the road against Vegas on the PK, eating a bunch more minutes there where he just can't go anymore. He has to pace. He can't jump in the rush because he knows he has to play 30 minutes in the night. So I know it isn't that simple to completely slow everybody down, but it makes a massive difference having Hampus in the lineup. So hopefully he's there tonight. And then the other thing is you have to get out of your zone. Their puck management wasn't as good the other night to get out of the zone. They're neutral, because if they can get out of the zone and dump it in, the east-west part, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They can't turn the puck over. If they can get it in behind Colorado or a Vegas, then they can set up their neutral zone at worst. The other night, Vegas was so fast because they were turning the puck over at the blue lines and not getting pucks in deep, and that allowed Vegas to get in the transition. So I think they want to get – they need to – the Boston Bruins need to have structure. If they get into a game where they lose structure and they start getting into a
running match,
they have no chance.
Yeah, and you can't trade chances.
Correct.
You can't – by the way, you can't hardly do it with any team in this league, but in particular –
These two.
And by the way, even Utah, who you're going to see tomorrow, the Bruins go back-to-back tonight in Colorado, tomorrow in Utah. While Utah is nowhere near the juggernaut of Vegas, juggernaut's probably extreme, high level of Vegas and Colorado, Utah does have something at even strength. They got a lot of pace. They do. They're still youthful, but they're going to look to you. If you get track meet, hockey track meet, you're screwed. You're just going to. I think the point about having to have structure is key. But I do think that, you know, if you're just going to be a hockey analyst, you say, well, maybe Vegas' speed took away the Bruins' ability to move the puck, you know, cleanly out of the zone. So how do you figure it out? Well, you can't just dump it out every time, but you need to be better. Hampus Lindholm should help. It's not a coincidence that Charlie McAvoy the last few games has, you know, especially like Tampa, it was, you did a pregame interview with him. He was happy, smiling, feeling good. You got the lunch or breakfast question in with him. You know, he's an eggs guy, he says, in the morning. I'm always preferred breakfast. But it wasn't pretty for him. And, you know, just being fairly honest, meaning like being honest about his play, it's not a coincidence that just not only mentally but physically that he breaks, you know, that it's harder for him. That it's not as easy. Hampus should, emphasis on should, be back tonight. It's trending that way. It's, you know, it's looking that way. You're hearing that way. But it's been longer than I thought day-to-day could be to begin with, right?
One extra game, certainly. And again, it's a tough ask for him to jump back in. He's only played a game in one period, game in one shift. So you can't expect him to be Ray Bourque out there this evening. But again, it just eats so many minutes for everybody else. And the big example was in the power or the penalty kill in that second period where they have back-to-back penalties. And at some point you have to roll out a couple of guys that aren't used to being out there and don't necessarily see the reads and aren't 6'4" that skate like the wind and have a reach and have hockey sense. And so that's just an issue. And the depth is an issue. So getting him back in, he takes away all those things.
Yeah, we'll touch on the PK coming up in the next segment because it's kind of, I don't know, they went back to that set that absolutely got exploited the other night. All right, we're gonna get to some calls too. The number 617-779-7937. We already got a bunch lit up on the screen, but we'll do that in the next segment, folks. We're talking the Bruins in Colorado tonight, then in Utah, but we're also going to look and talk about the special teams, go over the numbers as to where, now that we've had enough games to start getting a little bit, you know, stats can be manipulated one way or another, but now we're a couple of weeks in, we got enough stats that we can talk about those, how they impact the team and where they can, you know, where they're doing well and where they can get better. We'll get into some individuals. You talk about the PK and you know, Zadorov continues to be really, really good. Want to talk about a few other players too. And then we'll start setting you up for, again, these two games this weekend as the Boston Bruins are, you know, are they where we at? They thought they'd be. Yeah. I mean, at 3-2, basically. Yeah.
That's it.
In my eyes, they are. It's, again, just interesting. I go back to the top of the show here on Saturday Brew with Jaffe and Razor about how one game felt so darn good, and the other one you kind of left saying, ugh, you know. But that happens in this long season that is the National Hockey League. Again, 617-779-7937 is the number. Razor and I will be back in just a moment, and we're going to be talking all things Bruins, and we already got 3-4 calls lined up. So bring in those calls. We'll talk to you about it here. This is Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor on EEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We continue with Saturday Morning Brew, hosted by Billy Jaffe and Andrew Razor Raycroft on WEEI.
It's a mindset going in. Do you want to play a 1-0 game or you want to play that open game? We've done it now 2-3 games in a row. We got lucky once because maybe a goaltending, but other than that, again, that's not us. That's not us. And I'm almost glad sometimes it happens because it shows you that we have work to do. And I don't want to play that game. I'm a defensive mindset coach, I would say, and it starts from there. And offense will come anyway. But you don't have to cheat the game, that's for sure.
Spoken like a longtime head coach in the National Hockey League. That's Marco Sturm, your head coach of the Boston Bruins. Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here. Having a great time. Kenny Laird, thank you very much, bud. Great stuff coming in. Kenny doing it all right now. I love it.
Sometimes by necessity, Billy.
trust me, we know that. Numerous plates in the air at any one time. All right, we've got a bunch of calls lined up. That's awesome. We've only been doing this a couple of weeks, and the calls are starting to come in, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate it because on the podcast, we don't take calls. We've done a few live shows, which are always nice, and you get in interaction, but this is where we can do this a little more. But, folks, we don't have much time. This is just an hour show. Don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to Razor about it. Talk to Ken
about it.
Talk to Ken about it.
I mean, he's the guy, right? He's going to stay at 11 if you'd like.
Oh, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But we don't got a lot of time, folks. So in and out real quick. I'm doing this. So the number again, 617-779-7937. We'll start with Josh. Josh from New Hampshire, you've been on the phone for a while. What do you got for us?
Oh, thank you. You guys kind of hinted at my point, which was Lindholm coming back. What are the benefits, the pros, cons, of McAvoy being paired with Zadorov versus Lindholm? I just feel like Zadorov's a better complement to McAvoy and just wanted your opinion.
Well, it's definitely an option. There's no question because Nikita has played. He's played damn well this year so far. I mean, he has really. And if you haven't had a chance to watch the Bruins much or whatever, I've talked about it. Razor's talked about it. Less is more with Nikita. he's learned that, at least he has shown me that he's learned that his penalty minutes down. Gosh, I hope I'm not jinxing it for tonight. But he has played with a real kind of ferociousness out there that has been controlled, which is when you don't care if you're playing against a guy that's big and running around and taking penalties and getting out of position. Even if you're, 5'8 instead of 6'7 like he is, you're like, what the hell do I care?
Yeah.
Go ahead and run around. I'll beat you. But when you get a guy who's in control and can crush you, that's when you start thinking as a forward. And I feel like Nikita has started to get to that part really, really. Second half of last year and early on this year, to his game. But is he a better partner for Charlie? Maybe. But, it's the rest of the pairs that it ends up impacting.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah, at times it is. And I think if we're getting close games, you're going to see a lot of that. But to start out, you need to – it's nice to have each of those guys. When Zadorov's playing that way, you can have Zadorov on a pair, you have Lindholm on a pair, you have McAvoy on a pair, and you work yourself into the game that way.
Right. But Razor, to your point about you'll start seeing it more. We already have late in – PK and also late in games.
Yep.
You'll just late in games, you're starting to see more Zadorov and Peak – Zadorov and McAvoy. That seems to be it. Yeah. All right, Adam in Maine, you're up next here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you guys knew why Kuznetsov was out, and how do you think he'll be playing this year? Is he going to be 25 goals, maybe?
Whoa. Hey, now.
Nope.
I don't know what you got going in Maine, but I like it, 25. Adam, listen, if Murat Kuznetsov can get you 15?
I was going to say 10.
Okay. Well, I'll take 15. Okay.
You're the positive one here.
Mr. Positive sitting in this chair. I'll go with 15, but I think he's played well.
Yeah.
I think he's done his job, as had the fourth line has done. You could make, not even the argument, you could see that they've done their job consistently the best, game in, game out, the first five. Why was Murat out of the lineup the other night? Because they wanted to get Jeffrey Viel into the lineup. They felt for a bigger team, which Vegas, they do have some size up front. And Jeffrey Viel comes in, still thought he scored that goal, but I guess not. It ended up being Nikita Zadorov's. But regardless, he did his gig. Could I see Kuznetsov in tonight? I could. I mean, you're playing Colorado, speedy team. I can see it.
Yeah, after a loss, you can see this lineup change. I think they want to get everybody in. They want to keep everybody fresh. I think Kuznetsov only came out because of the loss, and he was the only guy that really was the one that could be changed out for the game in Vegas. I think it was as simple as that, with a little bit of physicality added on, and it ended up being a great coaching move because Viel and the fourth line were +2 and +3.
Yeah, doing their job. All right, another one up here. Maria, let's take these calls as they're on here. Maria, welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me in once again. Clearly, the blueprint for beating the Bruins is to get them out of their defensive structure and get them into a run and gun, which I don't think they can sustain offensively. So my question is, how do you self-correct for that during the course of a game? And secondly, do you think we have enough defensive depth if we want to focus on our defensive structure?
Thanks, Maria. All right, do we have enough? Let's start with the defensive depth part.
Well, I think that's why you have to focus on. So I think that's why we hear Marco Sturm say we're a defensive team, because running gun teams have a guy or two or five on the back end that can close that out, that can take care, that can cover up, a Cale Makar type player who can just cover up whatever's happening up front and can go offensively. And if they make Bouchard in Edmonton, all the criticism,
boy, he can love to give it away,
but he'll also get you 30 goals. Yeah, so you have a plus minus there that kind of evens out. When you have defensive, not as much depth, then you have to go play a structure situation where that's what Marco Sturm's talking about. That's what he is. We are a defensive team, and we cannot play 6-5 games.
No, they don't have enough defensive depth the way that I think we think of it. But on the other hand, I also think, look, they don't have the offensive depth either to play run and gun.
No.
They just don't. They don't have the characters that can, get the puck in stride and make a difference. How many times in that Vegas game, I have at least four in my head, where Jack Eichel sliced through the neutral zone, slalom through the neutral zone with an efficiency and a beauty that you don't see that many players be able to do. But it's not just him. They've had other players, too, that can do it, but he's the one that stands out the most. The Bruins, when it's all said and done, are a team. Now, they don't want to be dumping chase. They just don't, but they have to get it in deep. You have to get it below the top of the circles. And, again, that with the clean entry, that makes it better for your team to get into the defensive structure. And we talked about this pretty much near the top of the show.
No, exactly. That's what he's talking about. When he says run and gun, he means we can't try and make a seam pass 2 feet inside the blue line in the first period on a 3-on-2. We just can't make that. We have to funnel to the net. We have to get to the net. We have to put pucks to the net. And that's where our defense will come from.
All right, we got one more here for now. Chris wants to come in and join Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Hi, I'm just calling because we're talking about the defensive structure, but I just want your opinion on some offensive structure here. I'm still a little bit confused about last year's trade deadline. I understand the Carlos, the Coils, Frederick, those trades, those worked out great. But in hindsight now, giving away Brad Marchand, especially with this young core that we have going in, I remember watching an episode of Behind the Beat where Torrey Krug brought all these prospects in, and Marchand was working out. And he said, it's easy to get into the league, but it's hard to stay in this league. And this is a prime example. And that guy still can play. So, I mean, especially for the return that we got back, but the team that we have now with all these young prospects, I'm just curious about your opinion on Marchand and all that.
I mean, I love Brad Marchand. I mean, he can still play, but he's in a perfect scenario right now for him to shine. It would be very different. It's a different structure, different struggle, so to speak, when you're with one team versus the depth of the Florida Panthers versus here. I mean, of course I'd love to still have Brad Marchand, but there's a business of hockey that got in the way of it. Where are you going to? They couldn't come to an agreement. I think Chris knows all of this. I guess if money's no object and you could keep him, I would have loved to have kept him. Do you still get to a deal at 8 to 10 a year? I don't know if you do. Why did you just give him away? Well, I guess you didn't have to. But by the way, Chris and everybody else listening, he could have walked away in the offseason for absolutely nothing. So while it's by far from a perfect scenario, and in that perfect world of just being able to keep all the guys that you love, great, but I don't think it works that way.
And then on top of it, the more of the business side of it, I think all Bruins fans appreciate or should appreciate that Brad get a little bit of courtesy on where he goes and what he wants to do. And he's got a no trade clause and he's got teams that he can't go to. So that's where the value is. It's just like the Boston Bruins giving up basically nothing for Taylor Hall because he was only going to come to Boston. Like it happens both ways. And that's why Brad got so little in return. It was, where do you want to go? And I want to go to Flo. Okay, then right. This is what we'll do. That's how that works.
And so. I don't think they were...
And they couldn't give him
close.
A 4-year deal, no. That $24 million, and do everything that Brad wanted. They just couldn't with the way the Bruins were going compared to where the Florida Panthers are.
And I get that it doesn't feel good or, in fact, look good at times. But
have a choice.
They didn't really have much of a choice. I guess that's what it comes down to. Some great calls. I'm sure we're going to get more.
It was nice and quick.
It was.
That's my mention. That's my vision for this show. Like 6 minutes of the show, just boom, 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 boom.
Get them all in, right? Yeah. If we get a couple of more in our last segment, maybe we can take one or two. But because we're short on time here, just 1 hour here for Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor, we got to get in as many as we can. Let's talk about the numbers of the team so far, just where they're at. If you told me, six games in that they're scoring 3.6 per game, I'd be thrilled.
Yep.
Now, it's going to get harder to score goals as the season goes along. But I'd be thrilled because I did not think that they would be there. With that said, they got to take advantage of scoring that many goals. Recently, their goals against went up. They're now giving up 3 per game, which is right in the middle of the pack. Their power play, while it has been much more effective at entries for the most part, has tapered off the last couple. I know they score, but it especially the first unit. I kind of feel that we're getting some of that kind of static predictability to it. And meanwhile, the second unit, the simplification, has been better. the last few in my eyes. And I'd like to see a little bit more. They're at 15.8%. Again, middle of the pack, 21st to be exact in the NHL. PK tied for eighth best so far, just almost 90%. It's at 90%. So that's been good. That's been really good. I've liked how they've closed quicker on the PK, except big caveat here, partner. I hated what they did on the PK against Vegas.
Well, the one time. The other one, I mean, they killed a five on three.
The five on three.
It was awesome.
Fair.
And then a five on four minutes. So that was really, it was the one. That, but again, you didn't have Hampus Lindholm out there.
But I get that. But
you had Fraser Minton out there. He learned a lesson. You had Peak and you had Harris out there.
I get that. But I mean, the bottom seam was so open.
Oh, yeah, it was
for
crazy.
Pavel Dorofeev. And if you don't know that name, folks, there's a good chance if you're a hockey, like to say you're an average hockey fan, you might not know that name.
Yeah.
I think by the end of this year, you'll know that name.
I think so, too.
He had mid-30s, what, 35 last year for Vegas? Is that right, 35?
Yep, 35 last year. He's going to get 45 this
he
year.
He should.
Yeah.
He should. He can absolutely snipe. But he was wide open, not once, but twice, within about 14 seconds. So the PK tweakage, all right. Shots on goal, just under 29, which, you know, last year they had a hard time getting 20 for or 10 at times last year. So, okay, shots on goal against 28.5, so right in the middle of the pack. The other stat that I think we thought they'd be decent at, but they're, you know, because they have an Elias Lindholm, but they've been really good at so far, faceoffs, 55.6%, good for third in the league, just behind Vegas. Ottawa, the number one team in faceoffs. And sometimes faceoffs can be, I don't want to say, I'm a believer that they are highly rated, sometimes a little overrated. You're this and that, you know, you can, again, massage the numbers any way you want. But they've had some good faceoff plays. They score a goal against Tampa on a faceoff win. They've done some other things. So,
couple in Vegas, too.
A couple of faceoff plays that we showed.
Yep. Kastelik scored right off the top.
You're right. Oh, yeah. So, to me, again, I'm a big believer in the faceoff. Some people are like, they're not that important. No, I think they are.
Yeah, I agree. For this team, it matters. There's some teams that get away with it that can go get the puck back right away. I don't think this is the team that does it. It's one of those synonymous things. Across the board, basically, you just went through. The numbers are all positive. And even the 3-2 record is positive. There's lots of scoring. There's seven guys that have 3 points through five games, which that makes everybody feel good about themselves. They look at their numbers. They're like, okay, I'm good. And there's no one really behind struggling points-wise. Everybody's got off the schneid. The power play. The big thing with the power play is you just played 2 one-goal games. That if they had have got a power play goal, especially the Tampa game, I know they got David's power play goal in the second period, but if they had have got one more in the third, if they had have got one in Tampa, then you get one more point. If they're 3-1-1, like that overtime point in two games,
it's
huge finding that one extra goal. And that's what they're going to have to do this weekend in one of these two games. I suggest that they just have to find a way to sneak that extra NHL point out. That's where it really accumulates, and that's where you need the power play. Like we saw against Washington, like we saw against Chicago, the power play made the difference. The power play didn't make the difference in the last two games. And you don't always have to look at the numbers to see that.
They give up a surety as well.
And they give up a surety as well.
To Vegas.
Correct.
Yeah, that was such a buzzkill.
Yes. That's the numbers don't tell you that, but the power play eye test over the last two games is not the same as the first three games.
Right.
So they have to get that back on track.
Yeah, so I hated the shorty.
I forgot about the shorty. It was so late at night, I forgot about it.
And I forget about everything.
You. Kills you.
Yeah. And you know what else kills you? Giving up goals within a minute and a half to 2 minutes after you get the lead.
Yeah.
And it happened twice in the first period alone against Vegas. Again, by the way, Butch Cassidy, you know, Bruce, head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, former Bruins head coach, he's got to look at that team a little bit because you know Butch.
That drove him nuts.
Oh, my God.
He'd be miserable.
Oh, he takes out his paper and he writes something down, but you know that he is seething internally. That kind of, you know, start to the game. But yet, Vegas has given up the first goal in every game this year. But they seem to come back. They're okay with that. Again, hence the offensive confidence that they have.
Yes.
But the Bruins not having that two times in the first period. Give up goals in less than 2 minutes after they take the lead. That, to me, is, you know, it as a player, you're on the ice and you're feeling good. You're not saying the game is over. If you understand where it's at. It's just one goal. But hold the lead for a little while. It's just a confidence boost. You know, give yourself a chance to extend the lead. And they just didn't do that against Vegas.
Yeah, it drives. And that, again, that's what coach is talking about. It just drives them crazy. You get out of that first period up 2-1. Find a way. It makes all the difference in how you game plan the rest of the way.
All right. Well, coming up, we've got just another minute or two here in this segment. So coming up, we do have to talk goaltending, and what you saw, what you felt. Again, eye test more than anything. The numbers, by the way, for whether it's Boston's Jeremy Swayman or Vegas's Akira Schmid, who played, didn't look good regardless. But eye test stuff, feel, et cetera, we'll get your opinion on what we think will happen at these two games. We know they're going to be split. How do they split them? We'll talk about that. The Boston Bruins are, by the way, they're not the only team that's going to be in one, but because of the condensed schedule, they're really in one right now with this 3-4 on the road. Again, tonight in Colorado, pregame on Nesson at 8 o'clock, face-off just a couple of minutes after 9. Sunday, 7 o'clock face-off in Utah, one of those 22 hours the league allowed, minimum 22-hour games, in Utah at the somewhat newly redesigned Delta Center there. We'll talk about that coming after the break, too, against the Utah Mammoth. They're no longer a hockey club. They're now Mammoth. S at the end. Mammoth.
Tusky. Tusky's the new mascot.
Tusky is the new mascot.
Most important part.
That's right. Tusky. I haven't seen Tusky. Have you seen Tusky?
I saw Tusky. Tusky looks better than the name Tusky.
My favorite mascot, I know some people, it's still Gritty.
No offense to Blades. Yeah. Blades hears that, he gets mad. But
sorry,
yeah,
Blades.
Gritty, you can't touch Gritty.
I'm talking outside Boston.
He's the best.
No, Gritty is the best.
Philly.
He's got
just
such
a bunch of rats.
He's doing that. We'll talk about, so they got these two tough games coming up. But then after that, you're talking back home Tuesday against Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers. They finish a long road trip in Boston. The Bruins will take them. And then Thursday, they got Anaheim. Oh, by the way, and then Saturday, they got a game, too. Who is it? Is it Buffalo again? I don't even remember who it is.
There's a ton. I mean, everybody. Everybody's doing it. It's crazy how many games are being played.
And I just don't think the players can turn it on that much. I think you're going to see some clunky hockey at times.
Oh, you're seeing it already. You're seeing 8-goal games. You're seeing 6-goal game last night. Like, it's the Philly or the October craziness is already setting in. It's getting ugly.
All right, well, we'll talk about all that in our last segment here. It's Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. This one's here on EEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor on WEEI.
Season is also long, so you know it's one game that you know we didn't create much. If I'm talking about the top two lines, but so can't make much of it. But obviously we need to be better. The bottom lineup kept us in game, so you know we it's a long season. At the same time, we have to you know flip the page and focus on a big weekend.
There's a little bump.
Let's hope. Let's hope it's a high for the Bruins tonight as they take on the Colorado Avalanche.
Penn's always so clever.
He's flying in there this morning. Good. He's getting ready. He's coming up at 9.
Back to the roots.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say. It's always good to go back to the roots.
Kid. Yep. Undercover. Mike Razor in Canada.
He does just slide in there.
Yep.
Picks up some ketchup chips and yeah. few chocolate bars, and that's it.
Chocolate
doesn't declare anything at the border.
No.
Never.
No.
You're allowed. I used to bring like when I used to go up to Canada every week for Sportsnet, and I was up there like 80 days a year during the regular season. I would, but like once a month, what were you allowed? One case of beer, I think. I would go through the. Because I would want the real Canadian with the higher alcohol.
That's right.
The real beer. And I would go through and I would either take two or four of the packs from the duty free, which, you know, isn't a better deal. But
no.
Next thing you know, I've got like six cases at home after the year.
Yeah, you're in Canada, you can't drink it.
Right.
You're gone the whole time.
I used to drink a lot more beer in general. But anyways, it was good. All right, so again, tonight, if you're just joining us here on Saturday, the Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor show here. Bruins in Colorado taking on the Avs, and a team that, well, the Western Conference was tough last year. Real tough with Dallas and Edmonton, Vegas, although Vegas kind of flamed out in the playoffs. And Colorado had to start with Dallas in that first round. So, hello, welcome to the playoffs. But this is a team that the Bruins, if they don't have their, I know it's obvious, their skating legs going, they're going to be chasing all night. And I go back to earlier in the, you know, this team is 4-0-1. They're flying around. They're getting good goaltending from their second goalie right now, right?
Yep.
Scott Wedgwood.
Yep. Scott Wedgwood's been very good. This is a great game. You can't miss this game. If you're a hockey person, you can't miss watching Cale Makar and Nate MacKinnon fly up and down the ice. And the Boston Bruins can't miss in their preparation. They can't miss on being ready to play right out of the bats. They can't miss on connecting individually out of their zone. They have to be ready to go. And this is a big boy matchup. Everybody has this circled when they go through their schedule that they have to play great in Colorado. They're so good at home. And the Bruins have to, like you say, have their antenna up tonight.
So they've got a guy on their team by the name of Marty Natchez. Remember last year he was traded from Carolina to Colorado for Mikko Rantanen.
Yep.
And that Rantanen thing had a whole big whatever trail to it. But Natchez now this year looks like a different player with them. He leads them with 9 points. MacKinnon's got only 8, only
and Natchez is highly motivated because he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah, so
he
wants to
get paid.
Yeah, so I was going to go there with you for a second. I mean, are you a Marty Natchez type fan? Like, is that the type of player? Because given his age, given his right shot, he's a forward. We know that the Bruins need help up front. He's going to be 27 in mid-January. So you are getting a player in his ultimate prime. Yes, you have a high-level right winger, one of the best in the world in David Pastrnak. Is this the type of player that could interest you if you're the Boston Bruins?
100 million percent.
Yeah, I'm with you.
100 million percent. It's a no-brainer for me. 6'3", 195. Hopefully, Pavel Zacha and David Pastrnak take him out to dinner last night, hang out at his house, as he's also a Czechia forward. There's got to be a connection there. There's got to be some.
Well, they played world championships together. They know each other well.
Yeah, it's not a big country. So hopefully Marty grew up watching David as a teenager and wants to be a part of that, because it would line up perfectly. We talk about finding another top six forward on the right side. I mean, bingo.
So, you know, we've seen guys already re-signing with teams, though.
Yes.
You know, Kyle Connor in Winnipeg, for instance. So now, can Marty Natchez hold out? Can he wait and see? I say this, and again, I what the hell do I know? But I would think he feels like he's going to wait it out to see how Colorado does, to see how it works out there. Colorado, while always a very good team, yes, they won the Cup, go back some years against Tampa, and they win that. But there's been a feeling the last few years where they've kind of left it on the table a bit. And, you know, there's a couple of things there. So now maybe he also just waits. Maybe he sees also how much they can pay when it's all said and done.
Well, that and, you know, the other side of it, how much pressure is he getting from the Nate dog on a daily basis to stay there? How much does Colorado not want to lose Rantanen for absolutely nothing at the end of the day when they're seeing how salaries are going and everything else? So there's a lot of business being done there with Natchez. But the longer, every day he doesn't sign, every day he's closer to free agency, every day it gets a little bit harder. And to the point of why Colorado hasn't been able to break through. And I mean, it comes down to game sevens against Dallas. I mean, it's a coin toss, two pretty good hockey teams that they've lost to, but the back end. And it's been hard for them to find depth. They've got Brent Burns, who again just adds offense. I don't know how much that adds in playoffs, but another very, very dangerous guy on the back.
He just played over 50. He just played his 1,500th game.
It's unbelievable. He's like almost 1,000 straight too, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't miss a game in 10 or 12 years. So
no,
a guy I hadn't really thought about until going through the lineup the other day that he's there. So they're just very good, especially in the regular season. Very, very
well.
Good.
That's the thing. The regular season, they've been excellent. They also, this year, folks, have their captain back, regular Gabe Landeskog, which I think could mean a lot for him. Whether he can become the player that he once was, probably not, given the severity of his knee injuries. But the ability to come back and to compete has been outstanding. So that game tonight, again, 8 o'clock pre, 9 o'clock face-off. On Nesson, and so both Razor and I are going to be there. Then tomorrow night you head into Utah, into Salt Lake City, a market that, not huge, but man, are they throwing money around for this team, and the fans are absolutely eating it up. It's actually a great sports market between, you know, now the Mammoth and the Jazz, and they just, there's a vibe there around it that, you know, it's a small market, but they're thinking big, and there's a lot of money there. A lot of money. People have moved from all over the country, but in particular the Midwest and the West Coast into Utah because of business opportunities that they've done in the last decade, and they are throwing money around there. It's a fun team. I don't know if they're still a great team there. I think that they expect to make the play. Their goal is the playoffs. They haven't been there for a while. I get it. They're led by one of the guys they're leading was Clayton Keller, former BU player. I still think they got a long way to go, but this will be a tough matchup on Sunday night as well, Razor. Again, that game's at 7 o'clock, 6 pre on Nesson.
The matchup's tough more than anything because of the schedule and because of the having to get in late and getting ready for the afternoon and an early game. The 5 o'clock's a weird start for NHL players' time or calendars, schedules in their brains. It's just a tough weekend. It really is, and first things first tonight with Colorado, it's difficult.
So I've asked this all the time, but I'll ask you again because it's appropriate here. The altitude. So the Bruins get in, late at night. Not late. It's a 2-hour flight from Vegas at most to Denver, but it's a 59-minute drive, depending on what you have, right, from the airport into downtown Denver. That's the pain in the you-know-what right there. Talk about the altitude adjustment. It's because they've got yesterday to – I guess acclimate, but you're not skating around on the ice, so that doesn't really help you, does it?
Yeah, so I played in Colorado. You have to get in and out. That's the idea. Now, the fact that you have to go to Utah after makes it much more difficult to get in and out. The good news was that Colorado has not been at home. They were in Columbus, so they have to get back into elevation too. That's the one thing that gets overlooked sometimes is that when you leave elevation, you lose it after a couple days and you don't, like, as a Colorado Avalanche player, I never felt better because I was doing it all the time. It affects you the same way.
You would never feel better on a homestand?
Meaning on a homestand, I would. Yeah. But if I went to Columbus for 2 days and then came back to Colorado, I'd have to adjust again. You have to adjust every time. You get used to
it. Because even just doing a workout there on an off day is tough.
Oh, 100%. It's tough. It just, you feel it. Like, yeah. You just do feel it. So, again, at the end of the day, you have to do 15 pounds. Well, we won't blame that at all. you have to play the game. But certainly it gets harder to do the elevation thing when you have to go back to back in Utah and Colorado. You will get affected.
You got to frustrate this team though tonight. You have to generate structure, and
you can't let them run early.
No,
you just can't let the horses run early. You have to keep it 0-0. You have to stay out of the box. To your point, you have to slow it down and go from there.
All right, let's see what the Boston Bruins can do with tonight and with Sunday. Razor Night, we're going to have a bunch of games to talk about next Saturday here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. But in the meantime, again, our focus is on tonight. Your Boston Bruins, 3-2 so far, coming off, two losses in a row. Let's see if they can reset, get something. I'm with you, partner. If they can find a way. Boy, if they could go 1-0-1 in these last two, be amazing. Just get at least 2 points. That's what I say. Sure. All right, thanks for all the calls. Again, the second segment, it was outstanding. Kenny, great job, buddy. And getting
and next
ready.
Week, guys, video.
Next week,
YouTube,
we're coming.
Wow. Twitch, we're
Let's
coming.
Let's not get ahead of it.
Fair.
Yeah. Let's just add the word potential.
Potentially video.
Potentially.
We really mean it this time. We're going to do it. Thanks, Ken, for filling in. Ken's coming up next with Curtis. All right. This has been Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.